Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm praising God. We're back home safe and sound from a big trip over into Montana. And I'll tell you, neighbor, it a lot of snow and a lot of ice along the way and all, but we picked a time after and before and in between. There was a lot of ice on the roads yet, but the good old boys of the highway department over in eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, and across Idaho and into Montana, they're doing a marvelous job. I'll tell you, my hat's off to those public servants. They take it as more than just a job, and they're out there, well, they hazard their lives even sometimes. I don't want to overdo it, but it's a rough deal. And they're out there scraping and plowing and shoveling and de-icing. That's the thing that blessed us on this trip. You can see where the de-icing fluid streaks right down the highway lengthways about 3 inches apart and continuous line of where the center of that de-icing fluid or whatever they put on there. And what a blessing it was to have good traveling. We got out of here on a Monday morning. Brother Leon Hansen and Marv Betzer and myself and the big old diesel Dodge and the Wells cargo trailer. And I tell you, we were just really loaded. Almost overloaded, but we got the stuff on there and we slipped over there and without slipping too bad and without any hazardous slides and or close calls, and we got into the Indian school. It was after dark when we got there, but we made it on Monday, one day over there in that bad weather. And we were welcomed by the group and the old campus. It was such a joy and such a blessing to see the students and the faculty and the staff. Brother Carl Carpenter, the president of the school, welcomed us. And the big thing of the deal, though, was we had that beautiful 97 Aerostar for Misty Taggart. That young lady, she's never been married yet, and she's Cindy Antelope's daughter, and I'll tell you, she's been a student and been on staff now over there, and it's just been such a blessing to be able to help those individuals. I'll tell you, we looked at her, and I hadn't realized that she's the mother of three little kids. They're not hers. They were her sister's, and I don't know all the details, nor do I need to know, because sin has made some horrible inroads to some of the families out there on the reservations. And then somebody will get saved like Misty did, and they feel the need, and there's little nieces and nephews that need a mama. They take them, and so though Misty's on staff now, she lives just like a single mom with her kids in that house and does her duties and sees to it that those little kids are taken care of in every way. And when she saw that beautiful Aerostar, we opened the side door and there it was, three seats. And she wept in her big old brown eyes. She didn't sob, but her eyes filled with tears and a smile, an infectious smile that just warmed your heart. And she said, "It's beyond anything I ever dreamed of." And she says she's told me about her little kids. I'd heard from Brother Carpenter that she was mother and her little nieces and nephews. But anyway, she looked at the seat and she said, "They'll just work and we can travel so pleasantly on that, and it and I can use it in the Lord's work." And when she saw the condition it was in, neighbor, it was beautiful. I'll tell you, I'm just amazed at how God has provided and made a way for us. And we're glad for the people over at Cooper's Automotive on Halsey Street, their shop foreman, Brother Lynn over there. He spotted that and knew where that guy, that Arrow Star had been serviced by Cooper's, and all the records on it. And he said, "It's a beauty. And when I say it's good, you know it's good because our shop is taking care of it. Now he wants to get a new one, and this one's for sale. Don't try to fix that old one. Sell it and buy this one, and we'll get it." And anyway, Brother Lynn worked that out, and he wrote out a check from his own pocket to help us on it. He's on the team, and Cooper's has been so kind to us and working on the cars that we have to have worked on for the missions and for the Indians. And I just thank God for people like that. So we got it to her, and there it is. And old Alex Bad Bear was up there at the table and greeted me. Remember, we took him that Chevy Blazer and put new tires on all five wheels, and it was a nice one, and it's just doing so nicely. And I thought of Chris Nose's gun and the Arrow Star that was able to give them and others on. We've been able to get some good vehicles. Neighbor, if you have good cars you want to put to use for the Lord, give us a call. Let's put it out there in this needy field. It's so far between points on those reservations, and generally these gospel workers have to haul people to the doctors and to the stores and take care of them. Many people without any automobiles, and we put them to work. So God bless you, neighbor. It's working real good. And we got through at the school and had a good night's rest and got up on Tuesday morning. That was all on Monday. And we planned a 3-day trip. And so the second day, Tuesday, we got up on the old Flathead Reservation. And we had a hard time of trying to find Brother Lee Wraith. There was no one around, and the neighbors didn't know anything. And we didn't know what to do. But we phoned Bernie Lovell over at St. Ignatius. And she said, "Well, just bring it on up here, and I'll store it for him. And then when you get a hold of him, he can come over here and get it. And I won't touch a bit of it. I'll see that he gets it all." And that dear handmaiden of the Lord made it so convenient that we did that. And we went up there, and we got that unloaded. And there's a big lot of stuff on there for Sister Bernie Lovell and her group over there at St. Ignatius. And they were so well organized. Bernie was sitting in her car out along the highway at the meeting point to lead us right in where it had to go, and she is on the ball, I'll tell you. And it means so much to them as we got unloaded. And I'll skip a little bit there. We got home to Portland. I had a call on my cell phone from Bernie. She'd found out that Lee Wraith had had a heart attack, and he's doing nicely. And he was on a trip, and I don't know, down in Arizona. He's involved with Rocky Mountain Missions, Rocky Mountain Missions has a number of works across the West, and I don't know if he's on a mission trip or what, but had that heart attack, but he's doing all right, and he'll be home before long. And Bernie had all that groceries up there, and she got it all down to them, and it's all taken care of. So pray for Brother Lee Wraith, the full recovery, and praise God for what he's done at the school and is doing, and what he's doing there at Ravalli for that little chapel that's there. You see its pictures in the newsletter, and you'll be seeing some more. So we'll be reporting it. And we've been home a couple, 3 days. This is Friday, so we had Wednesday and Thursday, and now Friday to get in the office and get caught up, and that's what we're doing. And neighbor, I'm just so excited about what God's doing. Now, this isn't something to hype you up or a sales pitch. This is reporting the facts after the case. God is increasing the outreach and sending in the dollars to do it, and we're praising God, and you're an important part of the team. I want to thank you for being on the team and pray God bless you real good. And neighbor, if you want to drop by and visit, come by this office anytime. We're open. And in the meantime, keep looking up and God bless you real good. Oh Lord, come and thy people bless. Give thy word success. Oh God, let us be channels. Let us be instruments in thy hand, and thine shall be the glory and the honor, for we ask it in thy name, and without thy blessing it'll amount to nothing, so help us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love, by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Join us tomorrow as Deborah Klein has a special interview with John Bush on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.